Our Kalamanim is Charlotte and Kalinum because of the city of Greenwood Springs, and we're just conducting a survey about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues. Can you be so kind to your opinion? I'll be brief. Do you live in the city of Greenwood Springs? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado? Are you?
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat or as a Republican or an Independent?
Republican.
Thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Greenwood Springs? Excellent? Good? Not so good or poor?
Good.
Okay.
Excellent. Now it's excellent, yeah.
So should I record excellent instead of good so we can move forward?
Yes.
Okay. Is your opinion of the Greenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Thank you, sir. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of condition of the streets and roads in Greenwood Springs? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, and which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The city has done a good job keeping them in a good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition. Which one of these statements best applies?
The city has made repairs, but they're still in need of
more
repairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Greenwood Springs? Given the level of service provided by your local and state government, much too high, somewhat too high, about right, or a bit low?
Somewhat too high.
Thank you. Now, as you may have heard or read, the city of Greenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1.5-cent sales tax that generates money for streets maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as a yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option number one, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed? Would you vote yes or no on that one?
No.
Thank you. Now, option two, would you vote yes or no? Renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent, so that would be 3/4 cent to provide funds as needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years. Yes or no on that one?
No.
Would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for the for 20 years, the funds of city streets and road maintenance? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you agree or disagree with the this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just cannot trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree that we should not raise taxes and that we should not trust that the government's going to use the extra money wisely.
Okay. And now, lastly, here's a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and streets repairs might make. Can you please rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on the sales tax ballot, or somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive reason at all? Now, here's the first one. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster and a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than is currently necessary. Very persuasive reason? Somewhat or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. And Greenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing that damage before it gets much worse and costs more. Same question, same options. Very somewhat or not at all? Persuasive reason to vote yes.
Somewhat. Somewhat.
A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Now, varies somewhat or not at all? Persuasion.
Somewhat.
By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaking water, and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and the water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drives on our streets. Same questions and options.
Not persuasive.
Okay. Voting yes to increase the sales tax about his current half cents level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Same questions.
Not persuasive.
Not at all, or somewhat?
Not persuasive.
Okay. Now, 100% of all the money raised by the street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to another use. Very somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
And the City Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment, maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Is that a very somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes on this one?
Not persuasive.
Okay. The full 1 cent sales tax auction provides additional money to do full roadway and under the streets infrastructure repair all at once, so that when the streets are turned up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewers pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can be also be replaced. Very somewhat or not at all?
Not at all.
And since the cost of construction materials for road repairs is up significantly, since voters last approved half a cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-year quarter cents increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can be done. Very somewhat or not at all persuasive?
Somewhat persuasive.
And unless that residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is a very little money from the state and federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Very somewhat or not at all persuasive reason?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, having heard all this on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following auctions? To renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes on the streets when a full replacement of the streets is needed. Would you vote yes or no on this one?
Yes.
Okay. And to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional quarter of a cent for the total of 0.75 cents, to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Yes or no on that one?
Yes.
Okay. And to continue the half-cent sales tax for 20 years, the fund city streets and road maintenance. Would you vote yes or no on the continuance?
Yes.
And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repairs and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than the future rising prices? Will you support that or oppose?
Oppose.
Oppose, you said, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, thank you, sir. And just for a statistical purpose, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
18 to 39.
Thank you, sir. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years? 6 to 10? 11 to 20? 21 to 30 years? Or more than 30?
0 to 5.
Thank you, sir. Now, do you own or rent your current place of residence?
My family owns it.
Okay. Thank you again for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Very kind of you.